This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. On Friday, we reported on how researchers at UC Riverside have helped to identify a gene that controls whether an avocado tree has an A or B type flowering pattern. Now, this is significant because it can enable breeders to improve the B flowering types, which are trees generally used as pollinators. But with the gene identified, UCR staff researcher Dr. Eric Vogt says they can improve them using marker-assisted selection.
You figure out the genetic marker for the gene, and you screen all of your seedlings for it, like right when they're just started. And then you know immediately, you don't have to wait for them to flower. Any kind of tree crop breeding takes up a lot of space. So you already know ahead of time, if you're looking for a bee flower type, it was going to take us half as much acreage to plant out so many of these bee flower types. The process itself, though, it's a long-term process for breeding avocado. About 5 to 6 years after it's in the ground, then it will flower and have fruit. So you have to wait that period of time. So this cuts that out if we want to just plant bee flower types.
Vogt said using gene editing to alter flower type remains many years away, but the genetic marker offers breeders an immediate tool for selecting seedlings. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.